you power.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God and good evening to everyone. We thank you for joining us on this Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast as we go forth to share the all-sustaining and anointed Word of God. We give God all praise and we give Him honor and we give Him glory and thank Him for His presence with us at all times. We thank God that we know that today, this is the day. Oh, yes, it is, that the Lord has made, and we make a conscious decision, praise God, to rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you, and we thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us in this study of the Word of God. We also would like to give honor to our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, along with Bishop Kevin Jones. They are doing some mighty things for the kingdom of God here in Stockbridge, Georgia. So if you are in the area, nearby area, feel free to stop in and join us on at the services at 10 a.m. as well as on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Or you can stream the service virtually at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle on YouTube. And so we just give God praise and again give Him all the honor and glory and welcome you. We're going to go ahead. We have a powerful word in the house tonight from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. But before we go into the study of the word, we would like to begin with a ministry in song. And just to confirm and let you know that no matter what you may be going going through, well, matter what you may be dealing with, there will be glory after this. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on.
After challenging situations and circumstances, after you deal with sickness, and after you deal with, oh my goodness, unexpected events, and oh my Lord, but know this, as long as you are a child of the Most High God, he promises that he is working, not some, but all things together for our good and his glory. So we know that no matter what, there will be, oh yes it will, there will be glory after this. And we give God all the praise and all the honor, hallelujah, and all the glory. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go to the throne of grace in prayer. And then the next voice you will hear will be that of the man and the man of God of this hour, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence and the opportunity, Father, to be able to share your word, Lord God, with those that have tuned in tonight. Father, we pray, Lord God, that whatever their need may be, Lord God, that you meet them at the point of need, Lord God. May everyone that's on the line and everyone that's connected with them, Lord, that you shower down your blessings, Father God, your grace, your peace, your mercy, Heavenly Father, as only you can do, Lord God. We give you praise, Father God. May you give us the tenacity, Lord God, the stick-to-itivity, Father God, to be able to walk this Christian journey, Lord God, led of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, Lord, with power, Lord, and with authority, Lord, knowing who we are in you, Lord, not because of who we are, Father, but because of whose we are. Father God, we give you, Lord God, all glory, all honor, and all praise. And now anoint the man of God afresh tonight, Lord, that he may speak your word with power, with authority, with clarity, with understanding, Lord God, with the anointing only that your Holy Spirit can bring. And Lord God, may your word go forth. And may it not return void, but may it accomplish that for which you have sent and purposed it to accomplish. We give you all praise, all honor, and all glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for that. Thank God for you. Thank God for all of us.
Thank God for you, too.
God be all the glory. You don't dive into this word of God.
Amen.
Gonna pause for any need for time. Gonna get into the word of God for tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise
God. Amen.
We're gonna start in John chapter 5. Amen. John chapter 5. Before we get started here, we'll turn to John chapter 5. And, you're going to get started in the Word of God. The topic for the night is, what are the dividends of Christian beliefs? What are the dividends of Christian beliefs? Amen?
Amen.
Introduction. A dividend is a token reward paid to the shareholder for their investment in a company. A company equity, and it usually originated from the company net profit. Dividend can be expected by the shareholder as a reward for their trust in a company and its leadership over a period of time. This is in the natural. Amen. You may see a gain, a loss, or no value. It all depends on what's going on in a certain period of time in that company as a shareholder. So you're not guaranteed what's going to happen. But they always state that past performance does not guarantee future results. They always state that past performance does not guarantee future results.
All right.
That is in a natural order of life for the mankind It's a natural way of doing things. But with God, all things are done decently and in order. Amen.
Amen.
It's spiritually profound. We'll dive into the world today. Turn to John chapter 5, verse, go to chapter 5, verse 24.
Amen. John chapter 5, verse 24. And the scripture reads, and it's in red, so this is Jesus speaking. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life.
Yes.
And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that word. Amen.
Amen.
It says on the top, what are the dividends of Christian beliefs? We're going to talk about some of the foundational truth of the word of God. Amen. In that verse, is a lot that it says pertaining to the word of God. I like if you turn to the book of Acts, we come back to that. Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 41 to 42. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 41 to 42. Well, you just heard the church out of dead Pentecost came down and so forth. And as you had written for the dead, dead Pentecost had come down. And it's, you know, a mighty powerful thing was going on in the land, and God built his foundation to the word of God, to his church, and to the new age church going on at the time. The church is built on a foundation in Christ Jesus, amen. And apostles and they together and they've been filled with the Holy Ghost power and spirit. There's a lot going on, a lot happening right now. Go ahead, see that verse.
Then they that gladly received his word.
Amen. Transformation taking place here. Go ahead.
Were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Amen. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayer.
Amen. Amen. A lot was going on in the time of the early church, man. God was doing a mighty work. He's still doing a mighty work today.
Yes,
a mighty work in the early church he was doing with the apostle, the sign, miracle, and wonder was going on. And 3,000 souls got saved. Amen. They repented. They got saved. They got right with God. Amen. And while a mighty powerful time it was then, it also in a mighty time now for the power of God is still going on in people's lives, still transforming, changing people's lives, changing, renewing their mind, their thoughts. And God's still on the scene doing great and mighty work. Amen. But I want you to understand some of the true foundational truth in the word of God. A lot of the world Christians have them in church, amen. They have an apostle creed, amen. I want you to know the foundation in God's word pertaining to the apostle creed you have as a church at the body of Christ today.
Amen. The apostle creed reads as this. I believe in God the Father Almighty.
Amen.
The maker of heaven and earth.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Born of the Virgin Mary. Suffered under Pontius Pilate. Was crucified, dead, and buried. Sent into hell. And on the third day, he arose from the dead.
Amen.
He ascended into heaven. And sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
Amen.
From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
Amen.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank God for that. These are some of the foundational truths. For the word of God, would you stand for him?
Amen.
Christ our solid rock, our sand, all other ground, he speaks of sand. But these are some of the deep foundational truth we stand on the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And to get back to our text on the day with John chapter 5, verse 24, he says that word, for power, power of the world today, four points of power, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, hearing and believing are our initial spiritual investment. Hearing and believing are our initial spiritual investment. What are you talking about,
Pastor?
Mm-hmm. Well, according to Hebrew 1, it said, now faith, amen, not a faith of, is there a faith of God? It said, now faith is a substance of things hoped for and everything of things not seen. But that faith is faith of God. You got to have faith to believe. You got to have faith to trust in God, believe in God, believe in God's word. He's going to do something in your heart, your mind, your spirit. He's going to respond. He's acting. It's alive. But God's word is powerful. Sharper than two-edged sword. So God's word is powerful. We need to have faith. Faith is that foundational truth that we stand upon. Amen. Each and every day is that word of faith. Amen. The living word. The alive word. God's word is alive and living. Amen. And it produces something. Something in our heart. To put the growth and development, and it's acting in us, it's alive in us, amen. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not by the word of man, but by the word of God, amen.
Amen.
So the God put these things in order so faith can come by hearing. And without faith, it's impossible to please Him, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, you gotta have a measure of faith, and God gave everyone a measure of faith, amen. A grain, if you will, of a mustard seed, so small that you just barely can see it, but that's all it takes to move mountains. That's all it takes. What you need to get from God is just that believing by faith, amen. So we learn to walk by faith, we learn to lead God by faith, we learn to mix faith in the Word of God, and produce something powerful and mighty in our life, amen. In our children's life, so hearing and believing are essential to our foundation of truth in the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know that Hebrew 11, he teaches, they call it the hall of faith because of faith of God, the people of God, even then and now, what they believe in, according to the Word of God, it started in by faith. Abraham had faith. Amen? Noah had faith in trusting God. So faith is something that's been going on from the very beginning. Amen?
Amen.
Very beginning of time, there was faith in people's life. You had to have faith with God. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had faith with God. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. They see hope for certain things in God, and God produces it by their faith and believing. Abraham believed and trust God, and it was counted for righteousness unto Abraham, and God told you're going to have a son.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God by his wife, Sarah. Amen. And he believed that thing, he was almost 100 years old, but he believed and trust God, and trust in God's word, and God brought it to pass that his son's name was Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
Ishmael was the bond woman, Isaac was the free woman, amen. Mm-hmm. Isaac was the word of God, the seed of God, of the word of God, and he brought forth that faith, brought forth that seed, you know, today, that is in truth, Jacob is true of Israel, amen.
Mm-hmm.
God produced that, brought it to pass, amen.
Amen.
So if you go to chapter 11, you'll see about the faith, about men and women of God that trust in God, and you got to have that faith, that foundation of truth, that faith to believe in Him. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God but cometh must believe that He is, and He is rewarded of him that diligently seek Him. So by faith, we believe a lot of things by faith in our spiritual growth and development, in our trust in God. In the battle of Christ, and I trust and faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He wasn't there when it happened on the cross, but believe God's word. Amen.
Amen.
And trust in God's word. And believe what he says, he's going to say he does. Amen.
Yes.
The infallible word of God. The inheritance of the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And you trust in that. You believe in that. And you look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Ephesians tells you about, that, again, you got to have faith, amen? You got to have faith to trust God. You got to have faith to believe in God for your salvation in the Lord. You take faith for everything. You take faith in God in Christ, amen? So you turn to Galatians, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9.
Ephesians 2, 8 and 9,
yes.
The scripture reads, for by grace are ye saved.
By God's mercy, grace, amen?
Through faith. And that not of your yourselves. It is the gift of God.
The gift of God.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
One more.
For we are his workmanship.
Who we are now.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Unto good works.
Good works.
Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Amen. Praise God. You see, you know, great book, a great chapter.
Yes, it is.
You know, you're going to learn a lot of growth and development in that. Apostle Paul wrote that book, the epistle. So, Apostle Paul, for our learning, for our development, for our hearing. Amen. And he tells you about the salvation of our life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our foundational truth of the Word of God. Why the dividend of a Christian belief? Amen. He trusts in God, have faith in God, and faith in God that he's by God's grace, not yourself, not works, mm-hmm. but by the grace of God through faith. Amen. Everything comes through faith in God. That we believe, that we trust God, he is the gift of God. God measures favor through God's grace for him and for his people. I mean, then what we believe in, that what we receive, and that's part of our salvation, and that's how you are justified by faith in Christ Jesus. That's of the word of God, amen?
Amen.
You are justified by faith. You read in Romans, you talk about that faith being justified by God, amen? When that comes to pass, and who are the people of God, our strong spiritual foundation in the word of God, amen? We trust in that. And number two, our investment prevents spiritual condemnation. We're talking about salvation. Our investment prevents spiritual condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Romans chapter 3.
Romans chapter 3.
Verse 23.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus paid the price. Jesus paid all. For you and I, he paid it all. Amen.
Yes,
he
did.
He paid it all. He paid it all. Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
Romans 3 and 23.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Yes.
Being justified freely by his grace.
Amen. By his grace.
Through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 But being justified by faith, amen, through his grace, amen, and through our belief in God, belief in the word of God, we have our redemption in Christ Jesus, amen. That's how we redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We redeemed by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Christ, amen. Remission of our sin. He paid the price. He paid the cost. He paid all, amen.
Yes, he did.
He paid all. So amen. Therefore, by the grace and by the faith in God in Christ Jesus, we are redeemed from the wages of sin, from death, amen. For the gift of God is eternal life.
Yes.
Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, praise mm-hmm. God. Jesus paid the price. So we don't feel death anymore. He gave the victory over death.
Yes.
Amen. For the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen. Everything comes through Jesus Christ. He paid the price for it all. Through his blood, the shed blood on Calvary Cross, Jesus paid it all. He helped to reconcile us back to God. He is our mediator between man and God through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus paid it all. And you look even further down in Romans, that therefore there is now no condemnation to them,
amen,
which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God, the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
To be spirit. My wife mentioned it before, Pastor Collins, but be spirit fair. Fair, amen. Be spirit led, be spirit filled, be led by the Spirit of God, not be led by the flesh, amen.
Amen.
God Christ and make you free from the death and from the sin of death, amen.
Yes, he has.
And we can put on, you know, that no one puts you in bondage to anything. Right. The God gives you liberty, amen. Christ set you free.
Yes.
When he set free, he's free indeed, amen. He's made free indeed by his shed blood on the cross and by what he's done on Calvary and with death, burial, and resurrection, amen. So don't let anybody imprison you and put you in bondage, amen. But God has delivered you from that, praise God.
Amen.
So we have liberty in Christ, not to sin, but to good workmanship in Christ Jesus to the glory of God.
Amen. Amen. Even clarifying that even further, in that same chapter, Romans,
yes.
actually 8:15,
mm-hmm.
tells us that, for ye have not received slave the spirit of bondage.
Yes.
Again, unto fear.
Amen.
But you have received the spirit of adoption. Hallelujah.
Abba.
Whereby we cry,
Abba Father.
Amen.
Abba Father. Heavenly Father, praise God. Amen. And she goes on to 16, but the spirit itself bear
witness
with our spirit.
Amen.
And we are the children of
trust,
the children of God.
The Most High God. We are
the children of God now. Amen.
To
walk in the newness of life.
Oh,
amen.
My goodness.
We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. And we should go, please, one more. And it tells us that, and if we are children,
yes,
which we are,
uh-huh,
then we are heirs of God.
My God.
And joint heirs.
Hallelujah.
With Jesus Christ. If so be that we suffer with him,
yes,
that we may also be glorified
together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, he is. With those wonderful brothers and sisters, the way of unity, praise God.
Yes.
Like God designed. God designed it to be so, praise God, people, God, people, God. This is by God design, not man design.
That's right.
God design, name religion, but this is God design, amen. The soulless sanctification, and God designed it to be so. Walking in newness of life, walking in his word, truly be called a child of God because what Jesus done on the cross, amen.
Amen.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, praise God.
Praise
he's
God.
Our foundation of truth. We're not no condemnation anymore.
Yeah,
Christ paid it. Right. He paid it all for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, God had, Jesus had made us free from the yoke of bondage. He had gave us deliverance from that. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be in carry yoke of bondage anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Christ has set you free, praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah, free, let you be free indeed.
Yes.
Go to the word of
yes.
God. Go to the will
yes.
of God for your life.
Hallelujah.
Right? God be all the glory. God be all the glory. So move on. A lot of Romans. Justified by faith, a lot of Romans, 1 Corinthians, they take time to read the book of Romans time and time again, and God will give you revelation of knowledge of something every time you go through the word of God.
Yes,
he will.
New revelation, praise God.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. Fresh revelation. Oh, yes, he
amen.
Does.
Thank God for the fresh revelation. Thank God for the fresh anointing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Move on to number three. Number three is eternal life is our compounded spiritual interest.
Mm-hmm.
I say eternal life is our compounded spiritual interest. What are you talking about, Pastor? Pretend to John 5:24. He said, yeah, hey, about eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Who believe in Christ has what? 5:24 has eternal life.
Life.
Amen.
Amen.
So do you have eternal life on today? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior on today? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt, you Christ to find you out. You know Jesus is your Lord and Savior on tonight by your faith, amen. You walk by faith and not by sight, amen. Let me just show you some of this have eternal life. Some of this, you go to John, you know John chapter 3, oh so well. Can't get enough of John, amen.
Amen.
John chapter 3, the word of God, so true, amen, to all what he does, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful all the time. Go to John chapter 3, amen. We'll start in chapter 3, verse 15. We'll go to 15 to 21st, really.
Amen. John chapter 3, yeah. Verses
15. Jesus talked up, and then the demon came by night, and I thought it was crazy. Go ahead.
Through 21. It says that whosoever believeth in him,
whosoever cover everyone,
should not perish, but have eternal life.
Amen.
Verse 16. For God so loved the world,
my God,
that he gave his only
begotten
Son.
He gave his very best.
Oh, yes, he did. That whosoever believeth in him,
you that whosoever,
should not perish,
amen,
but have
everlasting life. Praise God. Hallelujah. For everlasting
Hallelujah.
Life. Praise God. Go ahead.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world.
All right now.
But that the world
through him
might be saved.
Might be saved. Salvation, amen.
He that believeth on him
ahead,
is not condemned.
Not condemned.
But
he that
believeth not is condemned already.
Amen.
Because he has not believed
my God.
In the name of the only begotten Son of God.
For sure. Praise God. Jesus. Go ahead.
And this is the condemnation.
Go ahead now.
That life is come into the world.
I'll break it down for you.
And men love darkness.
Still going on today.
Rather than life.
Amen.
Many because times. Their deeds were evil.
He's still even today.
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light.
Say what now?
Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light.
He is the light of the world. Go ahead.
Neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved.
One more.
But he that doeth truth cometh to the light.
Child of God. Yes.
That his deed may be made manifest.
Amen.
That they are wrought in God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise
thank you,
God.
Thank God for that word. Amen. Everlasting life. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God for that word. And a born again true believer, amen, in Jesus Christ, we live not to die. We understand the word that we are appointed unto man to want to die
mm-hmm.
in Hebrews 9:27. And believing in Christ,
we live to live again. Oh, yes, we do.
With Christ, amen.
Oh, yes.
We live to live again with Christ, everlasting life, amen.
Yes.
Right
yes,
now,
Lord.
Not tomorrow, not the next day, not in church, but right now in Christ Jesus, we live to live again, praise
yes,
God. We're not living to die. Jesus paid the price for all that.
Hallelujah.
He gave us the victory in that, amen. Praise God. Go to Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Praise God.
We're going to show you the thing right here and now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 15.
1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians.
15. You're going to go to that right now. Show you this right now in the Word of God.
Okay.
In the Word of God. It's going to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I want you to see it for yourself. Take God's word for us. I'm not working.
Mm-hmm.
Take God's word. He works. So chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we're down to my God. Go to verse 53.
1 Corinthians 15.
Yeah.
Starting where?
Go on. 53 on now.
1 Corinthians starting
at verse 54.
Okay, starting at verse 54.
Uh-huh.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption,
uh-huh.
and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Keep going.
O death, where is thy sting?
Uh-huh.
O grave, where is thy victory?
Yeah, keep going.
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
Now, sin and death was, we all sin come to show the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the penalty of the wage of sin was death. Amen. At that time, Jesus paid the price for it. He destroyed the work of the enemy and all the way to hell and brought the keys back.
Oh, yes,
and left to the grave and resurrected. Go ahead. But
okay.
Now.
But thanks be to God.
Not to man, not to anyone else, but thanks be to God.
Which giveth us the victory.
Jehovah, Yahweh.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
The victory we have now, everlasting life, for the things of God, is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because we're justified by faith now, though to believe, receive. Amen. One more. So we come through Jesus Christ. That we had the victory. Amen.
Amen. Where? Verse 58.
That's what we're going to do, though.
Therefore, my beloved brethren,
uh-huh.
be ye steadfast,
yes.
unmovable,
always
abounding in the work of the Lord.
Always what now?
Always
abounding
work of the ministry. In the work of the Lord.
Yes.
For as much as ye know
yes.
that your labor,
God take care of
not in vain in the Lord.
No, amen.
Amen.
God watch what you do, your work you have in the Lord. You are his workmanship unto Christ Jesus, amen. He was performing it, he was complete that. Amen. But let you know the word of God is true to the end, back again. The word of God do not vary. Amen.
Amen.
God said hell and earth may pass away, but my word should never pass
fail.
Away.
Amen.
It should never fail. No failure in God, praise God.
Amen.
Show you this day who you serve. Today the day of salvation in Jesus Christ. Will you receive him or will you reject him?
Amen.
Amen. And also, don't you know that living for Christ is eternal? Amen. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. And he became the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey him, praise God. He is the apostle, the high priest, amen. He's our mediator, amen. And he is the son of the Most High God, amen. Paul learned this. He learned Powerful apostle in the Word of God. Amen. Paul was saying something in Galatians 2:20. He gave you something that you learned about Christ himself. Amen. Galatians 2:20. Praise
Amen.
God. Paul getting the testimony. Galatians 2:20.
Mm-hmm.
I am crucified with Christ. You ain't missing some things. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ living in me. Through the Holy Word, the Holy Spirit abide in you. Christ abide in you, you abide in him. And the life which I now live in the flesh, that's the work you do, I live by the faith, the God faith again, of the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Son of the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Not a man, but of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me and for you. Amen. Praise God for that everlasting love. I've got the love of God, unconditional love of God. Amen.
Amen.
Powerful, powerful. First Thessalonians 4:14-18.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to the world today, amen. Share some that wisdom, your foundational truth in the Word of God on today, amen.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14 through 18.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God for your word on today.
1 Thessalonians 4:14-18 it states, For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Yes.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive, remain unto the coming of the Lord,
praise God,
shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Uh-huh.
For the Lord himself
shall
descend from heaven
my God.
With a shout,
with
the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God,
my God,
and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
First,
Praise God.
The last shall be first, first should be last. Go ahead.
Then, we
went
alive.
We went alive now. See, you never live again.
Yes, we are.
You live again. You're alive. This is what happened to you. Say amen.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. Then, we went alive. Praise God. Meet you here
and
down here. Yeah.
Shall be called together.
My God. Hallelujah.
With them in the cloud.
Yes, in the cloud.
To meet the Lord in the air.
Amen. Praise
be
God.
With the Lord.
So shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
In the Word of God.
Amen.
Eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Those that remain can be caught up.
Yes.
He said you will die. You might die naturally, but you'll be alive spiritually. Amen. You'll
be
caught up and be above the air.
Yes.
You've been here without time, God.
Glory,
praise God.
Glory.
That's the Word of God. Praise God.
Oh,
so
yes.
We call that a rapture.
Oh, yes.
It can happen. God
yes,
says what he word.
Oh, yes.
Enoch.
Yes,
hello, Elijah.
Elijah
didn't take death. Especially he's taking spirit.
Come on.
He's taking natural, but not his spirit. He got caught up. God took him up. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He took Elijah up. He took Enoch up. Amen.
Yes, he did.
And Jesus, he had to go through. He had to go through for us.
Yes.
He had to go through. He had to take death, but he got victory over death.
Oh, yes.
Hell and grave. Praise God.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Praise
we rejoice in that, man. We rejoice in that. Amen. Are you a KBAB?
Ha. Come on now.
Come on now. Are you a KBAB?
What's a KBAB?
I'm glad you asked. Kingdom born again believer. Amen. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things, praise God. According to the word of God, all these things from Genesis, Revelation, edifying all the time, all these things shall be added unto you, child of God,
faithful
God, people of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said, with me, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. All things are possible with God, Heavenly Father, praise God. Me is impossible. With God, all things are possible. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going here. Amen. They're good, me.
Oh, yeah.
That's oh, yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh,
praise
yes,
God. It is. Okay. Amen. Amen. Okay. For men, and men receive him, to them he gave them power to become sons of God.
God.
God, he's so great, so mighty, awesome. Amen. You do not believe on his name.
Oh, yes.
His name above every name. Amen.
Yes.
The true light. He's the light of the world. Praise God.
Praise
he is the Lamb of God. Amen. He's from the tribe of Judah. Amen.
Yes.
He's King of the Kings, Lord of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Prince of Peace. He's going to go on and on. Amen. To the break of dawn. But we ain't got time for that right now. Okay. But God is good. God's designed the resurrection. Amen. Oh, man. Go on. He's so rich. More and more. I am the true vine. Praise God. I am the way. He said, I call you friend. A friend of God.
Amen.
He called you friend.
Yes.
We were elevated from God, but now through the blood and through the faith of God, through your faith and trust in God, you become the friend of God.
Amen.
Before you were separated from God, amen, but through Jesus Christ and mediator, we reconcile it back to God, amen, the way he did on the cross of Calvary and death, burial, and resurrection, praise God. You can go on and on with the word of God. Eternal life is our compound spiritual investment. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It compounds so much. I can't tell you all right here. Everything I'm trying to tell you right now. But God's word is true. Number four, praise God. The dwelling of God will be our highest spiritual yield. The dwelling of God will be our highest spiritual yield. We're talking about here on earth. Now, here on earth, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth in Genesis. Amen. King James Version. The whole about the word of God. He is the God of creation. He is the God of increase. Amen. God told them, be fruitful and what? And multiply. He said multiply today. He said want to be fruitful. Praise God.
Yes.
He's the God of increase.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God said secretly inside yourself.
Yes.
Amen. He said be fruitful and multiply and send to earth. So Adam and Eve. We still doing the same thing today.
Yes.
Amen. No. After the flood, God is now abundant increase. He's abundant life. Also, God gave abundance and increase in our life. Amen. As it said, long as the earth remains, we're going to have seed, time, and harvest. In Genesis.
Amen.
Amen. Genesis 8:22. We have seed, time, and harvest. So that's a principle of God, spiritual principle, word of God is still in effect. Praise God. Amen. It's still in effect today, saint. Child of God. That's something that God, you have as a child of God, the principle of God, the word of God, he is our daily bread. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his
benefits.
Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2. God got a lot of benefits. We appreciate that not long ago about benefits.
Yes.
Amen. Your benefits. Thanks to God, you got true benefit in the things of God.
Yes.
Amen. Benefits. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loaded us with benefits. Psalm 69:19. He was a God of our salvation, Shalom. Psalm 68:19, praise God. God daily load up the children of the chains of God with benefits, praise God. Do you know your benefit package on the day? God, amen. It's all paid for. Jesus paid it all. As a child of the Most High God, you have benefits,
amen.
Let me tell you some of them. Amen. Abundant life with Jesus Christ. Your daily grace by God Almighty. Daily grace. Your daily armor of God. Your daily Holy Spirit led,
mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit filled,
mm-hmm.
The daily peace of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God will keep you perfect peace, but mind is stayed on
me.
Amen.
Amen.
The daily joy of my salvation, praise God. Unspeakable joy. The daily praise, praise God. The daily worship. The daily power of God in your life as a child of faith of God, your disciple of Christ. What does God call you to do? The daily walk with God. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
The daily strength.
Mm-hmm.
God's daily mercy, your daily showers of blessing,
mm-hmm.
Your daily benefits, pray to God, your daily provision that God provides
mm-hmm.
for you and for me, a child and children of God. Your daily protection, pray to thank God for your protection, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Your daily protection, your daily God's daily love and kindness in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your daily surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, praise God.
Amen.
Can you count your blessings on today? Can you
yes.
count your blessings? Amen. My strong tower, my rock, and my salvation. Can you count your blessings God has in your life? Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He has more. Give it shall be given to you.
Mm-hmm. How?
Good measure.
Mm-hmm.
Press down.
Yes.
And shake it together,
shake
praise
it together
God.
And
go ahead.
And run it over.
And run it over. God will give you more overflow.
Yes, Lord.
God can make this to your bosom, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 6:38. God got daily God's favors in your life, amen. He daily favor. Favor is fair, because God gives it to you, to me, as a child of God. I love that favor, man.
Oh, yeah.
Can't take my favor, can't take my blessing, amen. Can't block my blessing God has for you, amen. God wants you to be living, flowing God. Living, he wants you to be living in overflow. Amen. Praise God. He wants you to live in abundance. More than enough. Amen. Surplus, lovesome, overflow. Ideal prayer life up to God. Amen. God's daily favor in our life is so important. Who he is and who he is in our life. Amen. Can you just taste and see through the years of your testimony that the Lord is good?
Amen.
BPP. Believe, proclaim his promises each and every day, amen. Learn to trust and obey the God. Learn to be a true son of the Almighty God, amen. Daughter of God as well. His mercy endures forever, praise God. His mercy endures forever.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, my. We thank God for that powerful word. Oh, my goodness. My spirit was fed tonight. Hallelujah. What are the dividends of Christian beliefs? Praise the Lord. We have dividends. That's powerful. The Word of God tells us about our benefits. Yet also, too, we have to know that we have dividends of Christian beliefs, as Pastor Jay shared tonight. One, hearing and believing are our initial spiritual investment. You not only got to hear, but you are called as a child of God. In order to be a child of God, praise God, you've got to believe. Number two, Pastor Jay stated that our investment prevents condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. And number three, eternal life is our compounded spiritual interest. Oh, don't you know that God has one of the best monetary systems that there is?
Amen.
There is none like the divine monetary system of our mighty God. And number four, he states, dwelling with God, hallelujah, will be our highest spiritual yield. It doesn't get any better than that, beloved.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't get any better than that, praise God.
Yeah,
so we thank God, and we give him all the praise. What are the dividends, praise God, powerful word, of Christian belief? We're going to go ahead because we have a few minutes left in the broadcast. We're going to open the lines up. If there are any that would like to help to comment and add in your word on this word, praise God, just simply press 1 on your keypad, and we'd love to bring you into the studio just to be able to talk with you, for you to be able to share in the study of this word. We're talking tonight about what are the dividends of Christian belief. And also, if you have a prayer request, praise report, or testimony, we would love to hear from you, because the Word of God tells us that others are won by your testimony. Hallelujah. So just simply press 1 on that dial pad. God, oh my goodness, what a powerful word. We thank God for the presence of his Holy Spirit. We thank God for this word that has gone forth tonight. Oh, what an anointed word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God that it has gone forth, and pray that it has touched the hearts and the ears of those that have heard, and not only to be hearers, but the Word of God tells us that we are not just to be hearers of the Word, but when we hear a word, we are held accountable to take that word and put it into action and to be doers of the Word also. So we just thank God tonight and praise God. We don't have one tonight that has signed in, but we know and praise God that thank God for his mighty and anointed word, because it says that his word does go forth and it doesn't return void, but it accomplishes that for which has been sent and purposed to accomplish. Praise God.
Amen.
If there is one on the line tonight that doesn't know this God that we're talking about, if you have not had an encounter with his son, according to the scripture, as Pastor Jay quoted earlier in John 3:16, that for God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son,
Amen.
That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And we talked about that everlasting life tonight. And Romans 10:9-10, in order for you to be able to be a recipient, hallelujah, of eternal life, all you have to do is, according to Romans 10:9-10, that says that if you just believe in your heart and speak with your mouth by confession that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So just a simple prayer of saying, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe that your heavenly Father, Almighty God, raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Take over. Be Lord of my life for the rest of my life. And if you pray that simple prayer, my beloved, then we welcome you,
Amen.
Hallelujah, into the kingdom of God. We have about 3 more minutes in the broadcast, and we're going to go ahead and close the broadcast out with a song of praise that identifies that there is nobody greater than our God.
Amen.
Go forth this week and be blessed, and
to
God be all the
glory.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Have an awesome week. Thanks for tuning in.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody great.